Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 27 and 28. So anyone who eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily is guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking the cup. If you're employed, you probably have the delight of an annual appraisal. The intention is to stand back from how things are going in order to acknowledge what went well and what went not so well, and to reflect on how things can be strengthened for the year ahead. Conducted well, appraisals can be a great blessing, and I've always been grateful for the ones that I've had. Here, Paul is suggesting that we need to conduct a self-appraisal on a regular basis before we meet together to remember Christ's death for us on the cross. The Corinthian church had clearly made a huge mess of their services. When they had a meal together to celebrate Jesus' death, some of them ate so much that there was nothing left for others. Paul concluded that their services actually did more harm than good. He felt that this special service was so important that everyone needed to prepare carefully for it. And crucial to that preparation was self-examination. When we examine ourselves, we need to be ruthlessly honest. This is a very serious business. No one would want to be found guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. As we look hard at our lives, we're not looking for perfection, but honesty. As we shine the light on our lives, we need to acknowledge our failings and seek God's forgiveness and renewal as we rededicate our lives to Him. We come with empty hands so that He may fill us again with His blessings. So let me ask you a question. When and how do you examine yourself before God? And now let me pray with you. Dear Lord, help us to be totally honest with you as we look at our lives. We seek your forgiveness and ask you to fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that these talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a really good day.